Well, this is an exciting Monday. Things are starting off just the way they're supposed to start off, okay? Anything can go wrong when technology is involved. Oh, well, let me just say hello first. Hi, my name is Jay, and welcome to Coach Jay's Financial Freedom Show. Hello, technical problems. That's why I'm about 4 minutes late for my own show. Now, normally when I start a show, I always want to give you an opportunity to go ahead and call a couple of friends to have them on the show. And guess what? This one's going to be no different. I'm going to let you do the same thing. And we're going to play a few minutes with Brother James.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up.
You know what? I really, really dislike when something like this happens because it really throws off your whole show. You know, of course, this show is about your financial freedom, and I have some good information I want to give out today. But it seems to be my system is not going to do right. I couldn't even call in on my number that I needed to call in on. And a lot of times when you go over computer, your music doesn't play right. So that's what I'm going through right now today, and it's driving me crazy. What I'm going to do, though, I'm going to attempt one more time to clear this up. And then if I can't, I'm going to have to consider doing canceling this show for the day. All right? So let me try to see if I can play music one more.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
My rhythm back now, so I'm back on board. Jay's quote for today, I'll say one of the quotes for today, it says, if you want to change the fruits, you will first have to change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. By that, that's by T. Harv Eker. Okay, I'm gonna be reading some more from him today. Bad word to use when you start a sentence, right? My apologies. I wanted to say it's time for me to do my success proclamation. And if you do not have a success proclamation, then you need to actually, or success statement sometimes it's called, right? Then you need to develop one. I always like the I am that I am. So I am that I am. Every morning I wake up, my inbox is filled with people who want to join my business. People are easily attracted to me. I'm amazed at how effortless it is to make money. Mountains of abundance have flung into my life. I am earning $100,000 a month. I am infinite. I am healthy. I'm weighing in at 195 pounds. I'm exercising every day. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I'm a great mentor. I am unstoppable. I'm recruiting two people a day. I have built a team of over 10,000 people and cashed my first $10,000 monthly residual check on October 17, 2015. I'm chosen by God for greatness. I am without any doubt positive that very, very soon my dreams will be a part of my past because I am that I am. You know, with the distractions so far today, right, I had a lot planned, but what I'm going to do besides play music, I'm also going to be reading and discussing a little bit from a book called, see, I look at the title of it, right? The Millionaire Mindset. Okay, The Millionaire Mindset. You know, there are a number of books that are out that go in that direction. As an example, there's another book called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, okay? Of course, the old standard that they're all based on, of course, is Think and Grow Rich. But just like we talked about on the first show, and I will continue to talk about, that regardless as to what plans you make, even we talk about getting your finances in order, all of this, and I do mean all of this, starts right in your head. Okay, so it's very important. That's why I decided that we would do a little, what do you want to call it? A little reading, and then I'll give you my thoughts on what we read. All right? And then just have a little easy, light Monday, and tomorrow we'll get back on our studies. Fair enough?
Yeah. that I'm burning, about to lose self-control. I can't fight this feeling. My love is much too hot to hold.
You know, this is when asked, most people don't know what they want, that they get very clear about what you want and then go for it. So basically, what they're trying to say in that short quote sentence is the fact that a lot of us believe we want one thing today. Tomorrow, we wake up, we want something else. What would that be? Tuesday. Wednesday, we wake up, we want something else. And Thursday, and Friday. Okay, so would you say that human beings are wishy-washy?
No, lack focus. That's the key right there. It's just focus. You know, I can remember before I had my first sports car, okay? I dreamt about it. I mean, it started real small. It started out, you know, thinking about, in fact, it was just a Mustang, believe it or not. That was the first sports car I wanted, you know? And the funny part is the first sports car that I actually owned in my life was in 19, let me get it right, 74, 75. It was a Maserati Indy. Yep, they only made 1,100 of them. Okay, no, I didn't buy it brand new. And in fact, I think I only kept it for about 6-7 months. Maintenance in those days, everything had to go to the back to the factory. It was ridiculous. You know, you had to wait for parts from the factory. So, but anyway, I can say I had one. Okay, I've got pictures and everything, you know. I think I even kept the, what do they call it, thing, the registration. Yeah, I kept that just to prove that I owned one before. And then came the Porsche and so forth and so on. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. That's for sure. And that came along with reading that quote. Okay, that's where I wanted to go. I'm sorry. The number one reason most people don't get what they want is that they don't have an idea of what they really want. So what are we back to? We're back to the same thing. We're back to, you know, and you hear this over and over throughout life. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't do it, you will forget it. You have to go through the actions of actually sitting down, thinking about what it is you really want. And then most important, after you think about what you want, you have to write it down, okay? Write it down. Make your dream board. Get pictures of it. Hang it on your wall. Hang it on your refrigerator. Hang it on the bathroom mirror, okay? Get a 3x5 card. Carry it in your wallet. Read it 2 or 3 times a day. I know I'm throwing a lot at you at one time, but these are the things that I've done over the years that have helped me to be successful, and not just me. Remember, anything that I tell you, I borrowed it from someone else that was successful before me. Okay? They sound like little things. It's, you know, I know here's the person that's not going to make it. I heard that before. I ain't got no time to write nothing down or read it every day. Okay? Mindset. I tell you what, after this next song, we're going to get into the book and read a little bit and see what it says about your mindset. That, my friend, is very, very important, is your mindset. Just try to see which way I want to go for this next song. I don't want to make it too long, too short. Okay, a little Keith Sweat.
Girl, I've been thinking about you. Baby, it's
All right. Before the show's over, I'm going to end up giving you a list of 10 books that is suggested that you should read, have in your library, if you plan on being rich. Okay? All right. Let's go to, I guess you would call it the book of the week. That's right. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll take a different book a week. Book of the week. This one is The Millionaire Mindset. And, of course, I have it in the PDF copy. And I'm at the intro. It says synopsis is where I'm beginning in this particular book. So I'm just going to read and talk a little bit. Okay, so bear with me. It says, you may wonder, what magical powers do rich and wealthy possess? What are their secrets? The rich think differently. Their manner attitude sets them apart. The poor people do not have the kind of mindset that rich individuals have. You can be successful in your financial and personal life through your strong-willed. Your subconscious mind is very powerful and can influence your conscious mind. It can either make you or break you. This is where we left off last time, I believe. For achieving financial success, you should bring change into your thinking pattern. In addition, for that change, you need do as follow. Start thinking positively. What you love, you start. I'm sorry for the breaks. I'm just reading the way that they're writing here, and it doesn't make sense. Start thinking positively. What you love, you start concentrating on. You start concentrating on. I knew something was wrong. And what you concentrate on, you start loving it. So concentrate on what you want to be or what you want. Your subconscious mind will help you achieve it. And this is what I was talking about earlier, so it's kind of repeating what I said. When I talked about creating a dream board, your 3x5 cards, and things like that. And most important of all, most important, and when we get to I can't think of the name of the book right now. All right, that's what happens when you get past 65. Your thoughts kind of come and go. There's a book that we're going to read, and I think I need to get off that subject because I can't think of it. But it talks about you speaking it out to the universe, of course, which we all know is God. All right, then you have to focus on it and do the other things. You also find this in Think and Grow Rich when you read that one also. Create your own path to success. Try to follow others will help you to some extent, but your goal will not be achieved. You should follow your own voice. Now, of course, that's a mistake I made in the past, but what you have to understand is that all the material that we read is nothing new. Example, let's take network marketing. It's just that some things will work for you better than it'll work for me. And some things, meaning different marketing techniques, will work for me better than it will work for you. So we all get the same information. We all study it, but you have to pick what works for you, and then you have to set your path and you follow it, okay? If you do not love yourself, you will never be rich, because if you do not feel that you deserve the best, you will not be able to work towards it. So that means, as an example, do you think you should be driving a Volkswagen, which is a very good car, by the way, or a Mercedes 500 SL? Which one do you believe that you should be driving? I think you get my point, right? For achieving success, you should be doing what you love doing. If you're stuck in a job which you detest, you will not work hard as you do not enjoy it. Even if you spend 10 or more hours daily, you will not succeed. Now, as you and I know, there's some people that go into a job, and it's not a job, it becomes their career. All right? There's a difference between the two. A job, of course, you're working just for the paycheck. But a career, you enjoy doing it, okay? And you probably would do it whether you get paid well or not. Example, let's say that you went to school for criminology, okay, and you joined the police force and became a detective, and you love solving crimes. You don't see that as a job. It has to be a career, right? There's no way in the world I could, you know, see people with some of the things that they do in that area doing it unless it was really a career, okay? And then it says, stop feeling jealous for successful people. Jealousy is a negative emotion, and it will only bring negativity in your life. You will be diverted from the path of achieving money and wealth. Well, you know, I can go back and talk about the fact that we have 65,000 negative thoughts go through our head a day. And the only way that you can overcome that, of course, is with positive thoughts. You know, that's very important. And yet, you know what? This is very so. Always remember this. You will have your breakthrough, okay, as long as you believe you will. So when you see someone else breakthrough before you, give joy. Be grateful that that individual made it. Because if they made it, that means that you should be able to make it also. That's the way you should see it, but not jealousy. Because, again, it's a negative thing. It's like hating someone, okay? And it just draws you down. That's all I'm going to say on that for right now. So you should not blame others for your failure. Start taking responsibility of whatever happens in your life as you would like to take credit for your success. Learn to accept your failures, too, without pointing things at others for the same. It will make you a more responsible person. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. It took me a long time to develop that one. It's an important one. Because when you get it in your mind, right, or let's try to say it this way. When something happens to you, first of all, I always try to, even though it's something bad, I try to look for the good in it, right, meaning some type of lesson. And then I'll ask myself, what did I do to cause this? Because in a lot of cases, you will find out that bad thing that happened came from something that you did. Okay, even if it's getting fired from your job, you gotta go back and do a research. Okay, could I have done something else better not to have gotten fired from my job? All right, let's go hit some music, and then we'll come back, and then we'll do a little bit more. And then I'm gonna give you those 10 names. All right, and before you know it, the day is gone.
What do you think? What is it called? It's on the lakeside stand.
Change your status and want to become wealthy? Well, bring the above-mentioned changes, as the ones I've talked about so far, in your attitude towards life. Prosperity and opulence will find its way into your life and with your positive attitude, of which you can see this $1,000 bill they've got sitting here in front of me. That'd be nice to be able to utilize for the weekend, huh? Well, look, that was kind of the end of chapter one, and I'm going to wait till tomorrow to hit up with chapter two, okay? Finding out the purpose of your life. I guess you could say that's where it all begins. That's where we'll start at tomorrow. We'll start out with chapter two, finding out the purpose of your life. You know, I just realized I haven't done a commercial in this show, so it's time to do one. Jay's Blueprint, proven to make substantial money. Now, y'all know Jay's, I've got this four-part blueprint to financial success. It will help you to get out of debt, find money you did not know you had by properly managing the money you have, show you how to save on taxes like Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey's of the world, by taking advantage of over 400 tax write-offs as a business owner, protect yourself from one of the fastest growing blue-collar crimes in the world, which is called identity theft, invest in the stock market like a pro with guarantees against loss. Also, build a passive income of anywhere from $700 to $1,100 a month with only 15 minutes of work a week. And build, if you choose to do so, if you want to build a large business, a $100,000 a year business, if that's your desire, just by referring others to do the same thing that you're going to do. Now, to find out more information, now you got to write this one down. It's not hard. It's not easy. Not hard. It's Jay's, J-A-Y-S, Jay's Prosperity.info, I-N-F-O. One more time. Jay's, J-A-Y-S, Prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, .info. Okay, go there and check out the videos there. I know it'll make sense to you, and then I'll look for you on the inside. Okay, and we can start working on your blueprint for financial freedom, because it's very important. Like I said, my goal is 10,000 people this year. And if you notice, I don't have 12 months left, do I? All right, well, it's simple. It's about helping one person at a time. You can do the math. If I help one person a day and they help one person a day, you got it. It's some heavy math. Trust me. Okay, now, I said I was going to be a very nice guy and give you a list of 10 books that you should read if you want to become a millionaire. All right, go ahead, get a pen and pad. Well, you know I can't have silence, so I have to do something. You don't want to hear me sing, so. All right, now you got a pen and pad in your hand right now. Okay, so here we go. The first book is called The Millionaire Next Door. That was published in 1996, written by Thomas J. Stanley and William D. DeAnco. Okay, now, next one, the majority of us know, and that's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's by Robert Kiyosaki, spelled K-I-Y-O-S-A-K-I, Robert Kiyosaki. All right. In fact, there's a backup to that one. I can't think of the name of it right now. But Rich Dad, Poor Dad's one. Then, of course, How Rich People Think. Now, that's by Steve Seibold. By the way, he's a pretty good, not only just author, but speaker. Okay. He's one of these guys that gets like $50,000 to $100,000 an event just to speak for 30 minutes. So when Steve speaks, people listen. All right. Think and Grow Rich. Now, that's an awesome book also, written by Napoleon Hill, okay? I can't believe they mentioned it here and didn't even put down the author's name. Thank God I knew that one off the top of my head. And then, of course, we have You're So Money. What? That's it. You Are So Money. Live Rich Even When You're Not. Oh, no, I take that back. Live Rich Even When You're Not. Let me repeat that one more time. Book number five, You're So Money, Live Rich Even When You're Not. And I'm going to have this author's name. You ready for this? Farnoosh, F-A-R-N-O-O-S-H, Torabi, T-O-R-A-B-I. Wow, that's heavy. And, of course, this one we all know, The Richest Man in Babylon. I read that years ago. I got that in my library. Along with Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The Science of Getting Rich. Good book. Wallace Waddle. The Automatic Millionaire. What's this over here? The Automatic Millionaire by David Bach. That one I have not read yet. Screw It, Let's Do It, Lesson in Life. Richard Branson. Hey, that's the man. And guess what? My list just disappeared on me. That's pretty good. The page just moved by itself. And I got one more book to read down there somewhere. Okay, give me a half a second here. I got to go back one page. That was number nine. Number 10 is The Millionaire Fast Lane. Okay. And that's by, oh, Lord, it doesn't say who that one's by. Just Google it, okay? The Millionaire Fast Lane. That's it. That's it. That's it. So now you know. You got it down pat, right? And we got about 13 minutes left. Let's see who's in the chat. Ah, okay. So look, tomorrow, I want you to do me a favor because we're going to get a little deeper into the book. And, of course, I'll be giving you another lesson on money, which is very important. So please do me a favor. Invite somebody. Thank you. Here's an old one for you young people.
Oh,
I just read an awesome quote on Facebook I got to share with you. It says, they tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. That's awesome. Thanks, Michelle. That was a good one. Well, we've gotten down to under 10 minutes. And as always, I pray that you learned a little something today. All right. Let's see what else I got good for you. Well, that's too easy. Keep your eye on the goal and keep moving towards your target. Money will only make you more of what you already are. That's good. What you focus on expands. These are heavy. I'm just reading some heavy quotes. I'll save some for tomorrow. But the point is this. Right? And the whole day today, was on mindset. And I'll keep reading some more of the book this week. And then next week, I'll switch up to something else. But just want to try to give you a jump start. And if you want to get a copy of this particular PDF, okay, is that part of the course or not? Oh, by the way, almost forgot, very important, my partner and I, we're building a website for training, coaching, money-making tools, all that good stuff is going to be on there, okay? And I can't tell you the name of it because you go there and try to look now and it's not finished, all right? So I don't want you to do that, okay? But I will keep you informed. Hopefully within the next 60 days we'll have this thing finished. I guess it depends on how fast I can make some videos. And my partner, he's the technical guy, so I'll let him do his thing. And it should be nice because just like with this radio program, all right, I designed it for your success. Just like with Jay's Financial Freedom Blueprint, it was designed for your success, okay? It's nice when you've been to the top of the mountain, you come back down and you try to take some people back up to the top with you. Now, some of them, when you extend that hand, they will reach out for it, okay, and take advantage of it. Others, sad to say, they're so skeptical and scared of their own success, of course, they will not. And for those, of course, I pray for you. I really do, okay? And I know in this world I can't help everybody, but I'm trying very hard, right? So those of you that attended the show and like it, please let me know on Facebook. Send me a comment. Oh, by the way, BossCash77, BossCash77 at Gmail. That's my email address. Drop me an email. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know what you think about what you heard. And anything you might like to hear, okay, as far as information is concerned, and I'll try to include it into the show for you. Is that fair enough? Okay. Harold Melvin and the Blue Note.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue for the fight, hey,
if you don't know,
if you don't know right now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me.
Hey!
funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Yep, that's one of them songs that make you just cry. Cry forever and ever. We still got about 3 minutes. And let me see. Oh, here's one I got. This will fit right on time.
Since I blew the first four trying to get on. We will correct that situation tomorrow. I enjoyed you coming out. I enjoyed you listening in. Please pass this on to someone else. And if you got something out of it, Hey, remember this. I'll see you at the top or from the top. But tomorrow, definitely, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll see you right here. God bless. Love each and every one of you. Bye now.